Dear Gabriel, you survived when you didn't think you were going to. And because you didn't think, you couldn't plan. So here's how it goes. Living moment to moment as a poet with no visible means of support. Remember your dad saying, a free education is a gift from God. After that, nothing's free. Get a job and stick to it, because after 35, it's all downhill. You didn't believe him. You thought, writing's my job. And you couldn't see to the end of your 20s. Money was a pitfall. Marx said so. It would live your life instead of you. What you needed was to live now, with the kind of poetry that took your breath away. You never imagined a world in which education was no longer free, or one in which you'd meet people embarrassed by the lack of an education. Although you taught your mother arithmetic to help with the shopping, after an Irish education minister had said to her generation that we should not educate the Irish people for fear they lose their ancestral culture. Yet, you live now in a world where the weight of the mortgage falls on the thinking space and mortarboard of a degree, which still doesn't pay the rent. You didn't see the erosion of the welfare state in its life support function for poets. How could you? The Berlin Wall hadn't fallen. Blaming the poor for signing on in a time of mass unemployment wasn't popular. Employment in public organisations, from the police to the BBC, was still hideously white. And the only way to protect yourself from discrimination was not to join them. You had to remain anonymous and invisible as a condition of being able to get on with your life, as the only way of being able to walk through exclusionary walls and ignore glass ceilings. But invisibility curtailed your ability to speak, at the same time as it meant you saw things differently. Being a poet, you saw as a vow of poverty, a vacation in freedom to think and speak, a far call from a life of conformity, preached by the money and policed by fear. But it was, like the social unrest of those days, entirely unpredictable, stuttering to life, something still coming into being. If I were to tell you now, money talks and you don't, would you believe me? You'd disappear on me, I know. That ghost again, with the see-through fingers and the silver walk, holding out your heart like a window through which you see things you can only whisper, as people do a song into the ear of the loved and dying, for fear it would break if told in any other way. You cloaked in glass, allegory, symbol, and silence. You pulled the short straw of your ancestral cultures. You spoke only with the dead. You bore with the living. You waited. Don't. Live. Write. And don't pity the older man who suffers the consequences of your attempt at honesty. Just remember, he knows what you've lived. And he knows where the bodies are buried. Yours, Gabriel.